We're CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships, and we're talking with Jamie Warren today. Jamie, you have 5 albums out, and your most recent one is right here, right now. And I guess the most interesting aspect that I've read about your life is that you're the most awarded independent male artist in Canadian country music.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm kidding with you. Yeah, no, that's a nice, I guess the term is, yeah, acknowledged in terms of nominated and awarded. It's been, I think maybe the way to say that is I've been independent the longest. Maybe that's another cheater way of saying the, but no, it's something I'm proud of. I was signed in Nashville on the first CD, on Fallen Angel, and so, but since then I've been independent following that, and it, you know, I mean, I appreciate that people like my music regardless of being affiliated with a major label.
Oh, it's great music, that's for sure. So,
Thank you.
Really got started in music at an early age.
Yeah, I had piano lessons at 5, guitar lessons at 8. Both my folks, I played a couple of shows early on, about when I was 11 or 12, with my mom and dad. My dad played guitar and mandolin and sang, and my mom played piano and sang. So I came by music naturally. And but it was funny though. All I really wanted to be was an NHL hockey player. And in sports, I have a fairly storied sports family as well. And so that was always a bit of a conflict for me. And I started piano lessons at 5, liked it for a year, and then hated it after that. And so I remember being called into our living room by both my folks, and I would have been 8, and they said, "Okay, your dad and I have been talking, and we figure we're just wasting our money on these piano lessons because you're not practicing. So your dad and I have decided that you don't have to take piano lessons anymore." So, you know, inside I'm kind of going, yes. You know, and then they said, "But you have to pick another instrument." And so then I picked guitar. So it really, I mean, you know, my folks truly did have a hand in, and it's probably a good thing they made me take guitar lessons. And it kind of turned out okay in the end.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, you were bound to play hockey, and then you also went into broadcasting for a while. You took a course in broadcasting.
Yeah, that was, I wanted to go to university or college, and at first, my first choice, I don't know if I've ever admitted this in an interview, was to be an English teacher. And there's nothing, I'm not shy about saying that, but there wasn't a lot of job opportunities at that time for teachers, and it didn't really free up for a few years. And so then I'm trying to figure out, okay, what else, and that's when I was looking for writing, and I looked into journalism, and I found that, for me, it was a little boring. And so broadcasting seemed like the best opportunity, but I went there to write and produce. I really didn't go there to be the announcer, right? You know, to be the front person. But I evolved into that, and so that was sort of, I guess, my compromise. I had a great 3 years just pretending to play at radio.
Okay, that's great. I like the inspiration for writing your first song too. It's when a girl you said dumped you at the age of 14, and that's your first song.
Yeah, and it's never changed. thanks a lot, all you girls. That was the, and what I'm trying to think of what it was called, Bye Bye Love. I don't know if I could sing it, but yeah, that was the first one I wrote when I was 14, and that's also when things kind of changed for me in terms of that sort of that wasn't really my persona, but I mean, in terms of sports was a real big part of my life, and it still is to this day, but something changed in me at 14. That's sort of when I became, writing was important and being sensitive was important. And being sort of the hockey player hated a bit at that time. And that's when my writing stage began.
Okay, great. You won a talent contest, and I guess that led you to Memphis to participate in an international singing contest, was it?
Yeah, the Western Fair was a show I had won, and that was the channel last year in college.
Okay, we're talking with Jamie Warren today. So we were talking, I guess, about the contest you won in Memphis, so I think that probably changed your life a little bit, too.
It did. It made me take a look at music as a full-time career. Up until that point, it was during my third year of college, and I was down in Memphis, and through coming in second, I managed to use that money to record my first single when I came back, but more specifically, I moved to Memphis and started a career in music. That was the first time, you know, that was, and I've never had a full-time job other than that. You know,
okay.
I've never had a day job, and it was a wonderful experience. I still have a, you know, Memphis is still a pretty unique city and one of my favorite places in the world.
Okay, that's great. So how long did you stay in Memphis?
I was there for almost a year.
Okay, and what made you decide to come back to Canada?
Green card problem.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I didn't really have one. That was that was the problem. And that was the issue, was I came back to Canada to do, it was a CBC audition for a TV show.
Okay.
And then when I went to go back down, my paperwork somehow became invalid, so so I didn't really have much of a choice. Or I would have stayed there, and things, you know, well, obviously would have been different, but you know, at the age I am now, I've led a relatively blessed life in terms of decisions I've made, or decisions that were made for me. In retrospect, kind of all worked out the way they were supposed to.
And I think it's great for Canada, too. So instead of the States getting you, Canada gets you.
Well, thank you. Oh, I like you a lot.
Yeah. So you have five albums, and I guess the first one you started recording in the 80s. And so you really picked up again, I guess, in the 90s or in the...
Well, you know what? The interesting thing, in the 90s, the five CDs you're talking about all happened then.
Okay.
In the 80s, which was the first... couple of hits I had. We were doing singles back then. There was never actually a compilation, and it was all vinyl. Shows you how how we're talking back in the old days. But it was sort of the resurgence. I had success in the mid '80s, and then country music got really traditional, and that's not really my sound, even though I was raised on traditional country music. And then there was a my music again in the mid-90s in country music, and that sort of started a second career for me. I've pretty much always done whatever style of music it is that I do, and sometimes it's considered country and sometimes it's not. I think it is.
Okay, so it's a bit of a crossover then between country and country rock, would you say? Or?
Well, that works sometimes. Contemporary country, you know, roots, it's just music mostly. I mean, with a country underbelly. I mean, it's I grew up listening to, you know, Merle Haggard's my all-time hero, and the traditional country acts. And if you threw one of those voices as the lead singer of the Eagles, that might sum up my music.
Okay.
You know, because I listened to a lot of the vocal groups growing up in high school. So it's not a you know, a direct morph, but those are two big, the vocal groups of the late 70s. Combined with traditional country artists like Merle Haggard. You put those together, and that's the best I could sum up my music, probably.
Okay, well, that's great to have your own style, then.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that just, I mean, I think that's all I've tried to be that. Like, I've never known a lot of cover tunes. I started writing at 14, and I always done, I played cover songs, and they've been fun, but I was more interested in, you know, when I learned a cover song, you know, learning the chord progression and the melody and singing it like I would, not singing it like the artist that sang it. That's just sort of been a natural way of doing it for me. I don't know if everybody else is like that, but that's what comes natural to me.
Okay, well, it sounds great. Now, you have 12 songs on your latest album, Right Here, Right Now, and right now we're currently playing the hit single, She Just Loves to Dance.
Oh, cool.
And I read that most of the songs have to do with experiences you've had in your life.
Yeah. This is the most personal CD I've ever written.
Okay.
10 of the 12 songs are I would say, absolutely autobiographical.
Okay.
And two of the songs, one being the single you're playing, are still, I have personal related stories to those songs, but not necessarily something that happened in my life.
Okay.
And so it's just, and I've never written a CD like that. Now, usually, as a songwriter, I have a couple of songs like that. But this was a really cathartic time for me, and, you know, coming out of a bankruptcy and a divorce and learning to love again and two great kids, it was quite an adventure, and I'm really sort of comfortable with me again. You know, that's the song Right Here, Right Now is very appropriate. The line is there's no place I'd rather be than right here, right now.
And
that's the way I feel.
And you know, would you say that's probably the one that goes deepest to your heart, or the one you're most fond of?
There's a few. I mean, that's one of my favorite songs on the record. I think that in terms of, I wrote that with Thomas Wade.
Okay.
And it does. It talks about, you know, unawareness. And I do. That's one of my favorite songs on the record. And then there's another, there's a couple of really cool songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the opening cut, Someday You Will,
okay.
which I think was probably the best song I wrote about my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of that song,
mm-hmm.
too. I really like... I like the way it starts. She said, I hate you, and I said, I hate you, too. I thought that was sort of a really interesting way to start a song. And
mm-hmm.
that's one of my favorite songs. And then I thought you might find it funny,
mm-hmm.
which the chorus is, I'm in love with a girl who's not in love with me. And that's an absolute true story. And I really like that song, too.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people can relate to those experiences, too, in the song. So that's just fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm very fond of the record. I mean, it's a very personal record. I don't get to, I don't get to say stuff like it's a great record because
mm-hmm.
I can say it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I know I spent a lot of time and it's the stuff is good, but
mm-hmm.
you know, you get to decide whether it's great. People
yeah.
buy it. You know what I mean? Like it's not,
right.
you know, if these stories are universal, which I think they are too, you know, even though they're my stories,
mm-hmm.
I think, as you just said, that's something that happens to a lot of people. So
yeah, I think definitely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great, good. Do you have any idea what the next single will be?
Well, we're in the process of thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I should ask you, what would you like to hear?
I'm not really sure. I like them all, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, mm-hmm. I mean, I have an idea. You know, if you were to ask me what will be the five singles,
mm-hmm.
I could probably pick seven, you
mm-hmm.
know, that could be five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, too, there's always a couple of wild cards that
mm-hmm.
that can surprise you. I would like Right Here, Right Now to be a single. I know it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the next single, that's what we're sort of, we're trying to figure that out. It will be a single eventually.
Okay.
So I'm just taking polls in terms of, mm-hmm. like I'm talking to people in radio like yourself
mm-hmm.
and getting opinions as to, what they think.
Okay, well, sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, well, you take a poll with your listeners,
mm-hmm.
and you let me know.
Okay, I will.
Call me back when you decide. I'll let you pick the next single. How's that?
Okay, so if somebody wants to learn more about you and your music and your biography, et cetera, the address to your website?
It's jamiewarren.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
Yep.
And anything else you'd like to add, Jamie, before we go?
No, just other than
yeah.
we're just about to I'm
mm-hmm.
you called me, I'm rushing around Toronto and
mm-hmm.
just I picked up the CD today
mm-hmm.
To take on the tour. It hit stores April 1st, but
okay.
I just got it at Universal today and we leave on tour. I leave for Red Deer on Thursday and Dwayne Steele and myself and Willie Mack are going on the road for 18 shows.
Okay.
We start in Red Deer and we end in Halifax.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Two other great
whereabouts,
singers.
Now, we're talking, whereabouts are you in terms of geography?
Well, we're about 2 hours east of Montreal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we're not playing there. That's wrong.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jamie, and all the best in your music career.
Thank you. And in terms
mm-hmm.
of, I just was thinking in your station,
mm-hmm.
I'll be performing on Pour L'Amour Country
mm-hmm.
this particular season. I didn't do it last season. But I did a couple before that.
Okay.
In terms of whether that's interesting to your listeners at all.
Sure.
It's broadcast on French CBC.
Okay.
It's actually a French television show. With
mm-hmm.
They have an occasional English act on it. But.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting to them.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You
okay.
have a good day.
You too. Okay, bye.
Flashing light, Texaco sign, old water tower, the class of 69 faded in 6 foot tall red letters. Daddy says those were the glory days before they built the interstate, and now it's rusted barn doors and boarded up stores in a quicksand. When the going gets tough, people just get gone. There was a time when this old town could do no wrong. Everybody's looking for somewhere else. Everybody's looking, but they just can't tell. Grass is greener right here on the ground. fishing on planes as they cross the sky, riding those trains through the dreams tonight. I've got you, there's no place I'd rather be than right here,
right here,
right now. In my youth I had the wanderlust, a restless wind in my blood, but I was never free till I found my feet on your front porch. All my roads led me back to you. I look at other loves torn in two on a wasted faith. Nobody stays together anymore. Sometimes the road to heaven leads you straight through hell. Are the chasing dreams or running from themselves? Everybody's looking for somewhere else. Everybody's looking, but they just can't tell. Grass is green right here on the ground. Wishing on planes as they cross the sky, riding those trains through the dreams of night. I've got you, there's no place I'd rather be, oh, than right here,
right here,
right now. Everybody's looking for somewhere else. Everybody's looking, but they just can't tell. Grass is green right here on the ground. Wishing on planes as they cross the sky, riding those trains through the dreams of night. I've got you, there's no place I'd rather be, oh, than right here, right now. Baby, right now, you and me. Right here, right here, baby, right now.
That's a great song by Jamie Warren off his CD, Right Here, Right Now. We just heard the title track, Right Here, Right Now. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.